The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we are with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 23rd day of May, 2013. And let me give you a quick update here on our pledge drive. And you folks have been responding. If you've considered, please make it a reality. But we're, let me give you a breakdown here. We are about, let me see here. We're about up to the $14,000 mark. All right, and we're looking for $25,000. And we've got, let me see, 1 week in which to do it. I think we're going to make it, but make it a reality, folks. And I'll give you the breakdown here. I was kind of surprised. I thought, we're going to try a little different angle here on on donations. Remember buying those silver rounds for $5-$10 a round? Yeah, we'll take those. Well, and fascinating, $4,850 came by way of coins. One guy sent in a couple ounces of gold. I thank you so much for that, sir. In mail, $2,125. Credit cards, $2,195. And then PayPal, $3,942, and like I said, those figures add up to $13,112, but there have been a few donations that came in today by way of phone, and we greatly appreciate this. Now, I wanted to just take a minute and to thank everybody that's contributing, because they're all saying the exact same thing. We can't lose you. You're too important. Your network is great. But, folks, I'm here to tell you, we're going to make it even greater. We're bringing on Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. He'll be doing a weekend show. Bill Frady, that's sponsored by Gun Owners of America, does an outstanding show. He's going to be doing a couple hours per day on the network. Richie Mack is coming up with me here in about 5 minutes and talk about the things going on in the country with CPSOA, I do believe it is. Hope I didn't get that wrong. But there are conventions coming up. They are moving mountains, ladies and gentlemen, and getting to the county sheriffs, and the county sheriffs are responding. Richard Mack is coming on the network daily on as well. So we're going to smack this thing out of the park. Solutions, you want solutions? It's education, especially to those people that are in positions to do with their authority what is necessary to do. And that's follow the Constitution. My God in heaven, what a concept, huh? It was at one point in this time in this country, that was not doubted. Everybody thought they were a part of it. Well, something happened on the way to the Roman Forum. So give us a call. Make that donation today. Pick up the phone. Got a break coming up here. 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button at the top of the page, that is PayPal, or mail us a donation, or send us some silver rounds, we don't care. We're here for the fight. With your help, my friends, we're going to make this whole thing a reality. We will restore this country.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and out of this man's very, very busy day, we're stealing a few minutes. He's been on, I think, 5 radio programs today, but he's still not done. Sheriff Richard Mack, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good, John. Pretty good. Thank you so much for your support, and I really appreciate your friendship and support over the years.
Well, and it's been well deserved, because you're one of the people out there, Richard, that has never given up on his constitutional duties as a county sheriff or as a citizen. You've been doing the bulwark out there. You have been working your just absolutely fingers to the bone with CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I wanted to bring you up for a few minutes today out of your schedule, busy schedule. You've got some things coming up, and I want you to remind the listeners what you're doing, where you're going to be, and who's going to be in attendance.
Well, thanks. Yes, 1 week from tomorrow is our annual national CSPOA convention. We had the first two in Las Vegas. This time we've gone to St. Charles, Missouri. And it was requested by several sheriffs and chief of police, in particular Chief of Police Larry Kirk, who is from the St. Charles area. I think his the town where he's chief is Old Monroe. Anyway, he called us and said, hey, we've had a lot of interest and people expressing interest to have the CSPOA convention here. I'd like to help get it here. And so we appointed him to the committee, and we're having it there. And it's so far, it's coming together very well. But you know, John, I still get a little bit disappointed, I guess you could say, that it's like pulling teeth to get people to participate in this convention. And let me tell you why. I have always supported the people telling the truth on radio programs.
Mm-hmm.
You, Sam Bushman, Joyce Riley, there's a bunch of them. And I wonder now that we have a solution that's actually working. We have, pursuant to my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, we now have 450 sheriffs that have signed on to our website who have stated publicly that they are emphatically going to defend the right of the people to keep and bear arms, that they're not going to allow the federal government to come in their counties and make criminals out of their law-abiding citizens, the gun owners of their county. We've had other sheriffs take similar stands against the FDA, and some sheriffs have even in the past taken stands against the IRS, and of course that's going to be much more vital here in the very near future, and it's vital right now. And we've had sheriffs that have stood against the Bureau of Land Management and the Department of Interior, and that happened back in 2003 with Sheriff Jones from Eureka County, Nevada. But pursuant to my book, this thing has created a movement known as the Constitutional Sheriff. And so we decided to create a national organization to give this emphasis and to promote this and to take back our country one county at a time. And there really is a solution. This is already working. We don't have to, you know, we're not coming out here trying to sell anybody anything and saying, well, we hope this works. John, it's already working. And so we're trying to increase the momentum that we have going, so we're having another convention. And what this does is it engages and it enlists more people, and it emboldens those who are thinking about doing this, and it emboldens those who are already doing it.
Thank you for saying that, because with any type of movement, and what we're talking about here is simply a place that county sheriffs and police chiefs can go, they can understand and literally, I guess, get the instruction on what the constitutional duties is of their office, what their duties are to the people that they're there to protect, and to get on the same song page. And they're starting to get together now. They see, and I don't know what they don't understand about the Second Amendment. Obama and Biden have been working overtime, and this gun control issue has not quit.
Well, let me ask you, how do we stop the NDAA? How do we stop the Patriot Act? How do we stop Obamacare? How do we stop the ruthless Gestapo IRS? How do we stop gun control in America? And is there a solution, and is there something that already has proven to work? Well, we have that solution at CSPOA, and this convention is a culmination of all of this. We will show everyone there the absolute evidence and proof that this is working, that local officials, sheriffs, county commissioners, everybody in local government has a responsibility to what Michael Peruca will be talking about in the morning, to interpose themselves on behalf of the American people, that we have sheriffs telling the federal government, you got to back off, you can't do that here. We have this solution, we have these answers, we have the proof, so why is it that I've got to just pull teeth, be on every radio show possibly can? We haven't raised enough money to pay for this. I don't have enough money to pay for it. Why is it that we don't have thousands of people flocking to this solution, flocking to this convention? Right now we have about 185 signed up. That includes citizens, speakers, sheriffs, and local officials attending. You know, and I can't believe that we have to ask people or beg people to be a part of this.
Well, but Larry, I do understand it. I've become an amateur student of the human condition. And it's like with anything else. First of all, they don't believe that it can happen. When it starts out, they don't believe that it can continue. And before you know it, the movement grows, and then it becomes more comfortable for people to join. And I do not understand that, but I do understand human nature. And the one of the things that you and I have spoken about, and you have, it's not the years, Richie, it's the mileage, and you have put on the miles, that's for sure. And then one of the things that I talked to you about, and we're ramping and gearing up for this, is you've committed, you've got to clear the decks here with your commitments here, but you've committed to do a program on this network. And the one thing that I did tell you is there are many good people out there that once they hear of something that's good and they can get behind, I told you that I said I don't need hundreds of people in a physical or geographical location to hear you. I want tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. We need the opportunity to get you on radio all across this country.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to do a deal with XDS, and there's 4,000 radio stations that have those satellite boxes that will be able to get on the horn and say, hey, look, you people that are in this area, that you need to have Sheriff Richard Mack on the air. He's building a movement. You can contribute. You can be a part of this. And simply, it has worked before. Look at the Ron Paul. Look at the Ron Paul Revolution deal.
Yes.
How many people across this country changed their ideas about politics, got educated about the Constitution, they loved freedom and liberty? That stuff doesn't happen, Richard, because you want it to happen. It happens because you inform people and they get on board and they support you.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I'm very proud of the fact that Larry Pratt's coming on the network. Bill Frady, that's a two-hour program sponsored by GOA, and you want to Cracker Jack on the Second Amendment, boy, he's it. And we're going to build a coalition of force on this network and get people involved, get people educated. We are going to kick this thing in high gear because what you have been doing, it's what I've been waiting for somebody to do for my entire life, Richard.
Well, this is a lot of what you and I have been fighting and praying for a long, long time.
Long time, brother.
And we've got it going. We've got it working. So now I'm asking everybody listening to you today, there's three things you can do. You can donate and help us get people there. That's at cspoa.org. Make a donation. You can send it into our address. You can do it on by credit card. I actually prefer that you send it in personally. However, there's one other thing. Make sure you call your local officials, especially your sheriff, chief of police, your favorite cop, your buddy, your relative that's a cop. Make sure you get them there. Help them get them there. Get them registered. You get registered at cspoa.org. You can call us at 480-840-9091. That's 480-840-9091. And don't call and give us advice or tell us how to have the meeting. You can tell us names of people you want us to call and get there. But you need to call them first. And then call us, and we'll make arrangements for them to get there. Anybody in Missouri should be trying to get there. The public is welcome to attend. You can attend, you can donate, or you can make sure one of your favorite local officials gets there. You have work to do. We're all in this together. This is the solution that we have all, not just John and me, but all of us have been fighting and praying for. So let's get out and let's shake hands and thank the good hero sheriffs and other hero local officials that will be there. Let's thank them for the work they're doing. Let's thank Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who's going to accept our Constitutional Sheriff of the Year Award and take pictures with these people and shake their hands and lift them up as the real heroes they are.
Well, and Richard, it's like anything else, and I can see what's happening here. It's building momentum.
It is. And
it's going to continue. And there comes a point where the support gets big enough, it starts to take on a life of its own. And I want to see you get there, and we can make this happen. Can you spend just a couple more minutes with me?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, we'll take the break here. Sheriff Richard Mack, impromptu, busy man, got a lot of interviews today. We'll hear a little bit more from him when we get back from this break. Don't go away.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit.
1-877-605-9200. Get the Missouri and support the oath takers who are enforcing the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Where do you think this stuff happens? When these sheriffs, these police chiefs understand that there is good support out there for them to do their job unafraid and unabashedly, this is how it happens. Support, ladies and gentlemen. And Richie, I consider this to be the great American Restoration Project.
It is. Well, that's exactly what it is, and it's taking back America one county at a time. It is restoring our country. It is restoring our Constitution. And is there still anybody that listens to your program or to RBN or any of the other conservative radio talk? Is there anybody there that still believes there's hope in Washington, D.C. to restore our Constitution? You know, that's probably the stupidest notion that you could ever come up with, because Washington, D.C. has done nothing but destroy liberty for the last 50, 60, 70 years, and they've done nothing to make it better.
Richard, let me give you a classic example. This a couple of days ago, I'm watching C-SPAN. Daryl Issa is up there, and he's going after the IRS people, and what was all this snooping? And the first thing out of his mouth was this country and its great democracy.
Oh, this wonderful democracy.
Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, even somebody like that has no clue that we're not a democracy, and they're sitting there promoting democracy as if it were synonymous with freedom and liberty.
Hmm.
They're not the same, not even close. And so, you know, the dog and pony show that's going on in Washington about this, it's happened before. IRS employees have testified before Congress about criminality within the IRS before. They've never done a thing about it. They're not going to do anything about it now. We have 90,000 IRS employees coming after us. It's going to be closer to 100,000 after Barack Obama gets all of them in place to come after us for Obamacare. The IRS is literally going to enforce Obamacare. If we don't have local sheriffs standing and interposing on our behalf, then I will guarantee you I will be one going to jail and being in trouble with the IRS because I'm not taking Obamacare. And I've already announced that publicly numerous times. And so they can take this and shove it up 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because I'm not going along with this. I'm not subjecting myself to the federal government. I'm not a subject. And so the bottom line question keeps coming back. How do we stop it?
Well,
and you are correct. It is the 10th Amendment, and the 10th Amendment is our only hope left to keep this movement for freedom peaceful.
And here's another thing to consider. As you've been building the organization out there, think of it this way, folks. If the federales do show up over Obamacare or gun control or whatever the case may be, is your county sheriff or is your police in your town, are they going to give the green light to the Fed to come in and do what dastardly things that they intend on doing? Are you going to have law enforcement or peace officers, more importantly, standing there and saying, no, you're not doing that here, you're not doing this in my town, you're not doing this in my county?
Well, yes, and we have the examples of that, and what we're really thrilled with is how many chiefs of police across the country are signing on and joining this. And like I said, Chief Larry Kirk is on our committee. He's making sure this is happening. He was interested in us before this, and we weren't aware of him until he called and asked to help us put this convention on in Missouri.
Well, and something else happens as well, Richard. When these guys start getting around other men,
yes.
And I always refer to as the shiny badges,
yes.
When they get around other men and they look in their eyes and they can see that these men have honor and they have pride in who and what they are, being an American and not being a law enforcer but a peace officer and being there for the protection of the people rather than just glad-handing and swinging the gate open for the federales to come in and do whatever they want.
Right.
You know, this has always stuck in my head, and I've mentioned this on air several times, and I refer back to the day, a couple of years ago, you were on my program, and I was talking about the feds, and you stopped me dead in my tracks, Richard, and you said, you know what? These people are irrelevant.
Well, hopefully we'll make them that way, yes. We can make them that way, and sheriffs and local officials can make all of these tyrants from Washington, all of these bureaucrats, all of these criminals, they can make them irrelevant. And that's why I'm asking the people listening today to join us in this holy cause of liberty. Be a part of the solution. You know, we can all stand and cheer as the parade goes by, or we can step up and get in the parade and march with those who are marching for us. Really, I mean, these are heroes. This Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee is an absolute historical hero standing for the Second Amendment in a place where no one else is. And he has stood firm in his support of the Second Amendment and the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So we're honoring him, and he's been taking a lot of heat for that. He's a Democrat. And he's been taking a lot of heat. And so we're asking you to come and shake his hand, show him support, and all the others that are going to be there. I mean, Larry Pratt speaking, and Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers, Chris Ann Hall. We have several other constitutional lawyers, Michael Peruca from the Institute on the Constitution, Sheriff Jeff Christopher from Delaware, who's being attacked, and they're trying to destroy the office of sheriff out in Delaware where he's sheriff. He's fighting to restore the office to where it was supposed to be, and we just need everybody to come and get involved with it.
All right, well, Sheriff, I'm going to put the link to the St. Charles, Missouri on the website. Thank you so much. I know you're crunched for time. We'll be in touch. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Sorry about coming back late. That was I wanted to get a guest today. I was trying to get this woman earlier at the suggestion of Lark, Robin Eubanks, on the Common Core platform that they're forcing down the throats of the states. You know, the federal government is making the curriculum for the public school system, or should I say the public fool system. And Robin, I just literally, during the break, it's why I was late coming back in. She was online with me, and she will be joining us tomorrow. This is one of the things that I have paid a lot of attention to over the years, and that's the future generations to come. These young adults in training, ladies and gentlemen, your children, what are they being taught, how are they being conditioned, and where are they being led, and by whom? Well, this woman has those answers, so join us tomorrow on the Friday edition of the National Intel Report. And I guarantee you it will be enlightening. Hopefully it will embolden you to start taking a look at what your school system is doing to your kids, because it is horrendous, ladies and gentlemen. The little Marxists, they started out at college level. You got to get the horse before he gets out of the barn, and then they worked backwards, going all the way through high school, grade school, kindergarten, and even preschool. So I'm very glad to have her on tomorrow. At any rate, back to the thing that we were talking about here. You know, folks, there's a lot that's going on in this country. And isn't it a shame that we just can't hold up that document and go, you know, this is what it says and this is what it means. And no, you can't do what you're doing. Well, Kent didn't do anything, tried it at all. And they've been trying for a number of years. And they don't know the meaning of please do not or stop or even that is not constitutional. You have no right to do it. They've created their legislative democracy. The Marxist water carriers out there are having a field day because nobody is adhering to the principles. Nobody is adhering to the law. They're making up new rules as they go along. And it has just got to stop. And we can stop it. We outnumber these ne'er-do-wells hundreds of thousands to one. But I think it is most important that the people that it is their constitutional duty, sworn in as, hopefully, once again, peace officers, to really protect the citizens within their jurisdictions. And it is happening. They can see this stuff coming. They're joining the party late. What kicked them over the edge? Well, several things did. The NDAA, the wonderful, we need to restrict and do away with these high-capacity magazines and these assault weapons. And, well, you've heard it all. You've heard the drill. They've got nothing. They've got nothing except the bought-out media. They've got nothing but the politicians in their pockets. But we have the force. We have the people. And the founders, ladies and gentlemen, reminded us repeatedly that power if it is not kept in check, it will overrun and it will grab everything that it gets. And once it gets it, it doesn't like to relinquish. Heard a whole lot about the fusion centers in the news lately? Of course you haven't, but that was the pride and joy. For security purposes, you know, we have to do this. We have to go against posse comitatus. We have to meld the military and use our intelligence and our assets to help our police out there in any town USA against terrorists. Well, did you notice? Al-Qaeda is not popping up on a street corner. It's not blowing up your neighbor's house in the middle of the night. This was concocted. The whole threat against us has been concocted. But that was, of course, you know, the end game scenario there was to keep you safe. Well, how are you keeping me safe if you're destroying the very document that spells out those freedoms and liberties? How are you keeping me safe? You're not keeping me safe. You want to take my guns. How is that keeping me safe? And it's starting to become clear. Now keep in mind, keep this in mind, that these are the very same people that I'm talking about, these sheriffs, these police chiefs, you know, the common police officer out there. They have been pumped full of the propaganda for well over two decades. You walk into any one of these guys' office and go, you know, have you gotten any alerts from Homeland Security? Have you gotten your daily briefing or your weekly or monthly briefing from the ADL or Southern Poverty Law? They'll show you bushel baskets full of the stuff. And this was all to get the law enforcement in there working with the feds to diminish those rights, to disarm us, and to make us all safe. Safe for what? A total Marxist takeover? No, thank you. So to break through that conditioning and that propagandizing under what they're in, supposedly there to do is to keep the peace. Well, how do you keep the peace? You let the feds roll in and do what they want. Let them take those guns. That was their idea of peace. And they're scared to death that we have those arms. The only reason that we have not seen a total 100% coup d'etat, it has happened most assuredly politically in this country, but the real reason you have not seen a full onslaught against the American people is because of you out there and what you possess, your tools of freedom and liberty, if you ever had to use it. And all you have to do is look around the globe. In the industrialized world out there, what have they done? They've done the same thing. They've given them national health care. They've taken the guns. They've done several things that is their blueprint on how they want their world to look. And I'll tell you what. No thank you. No thank you. And many people are starting to really, this is starting to crystallize. Many countries are looking at the United States. Yeah, they've seen what we've done. But they also know that there's movement in this country, that we want to live with our neighbors in peace. We don't want to declare war on them. We don't want to steal their oil. We don't want to steal their resources. We don't want to topple their governments. But it's confusing to a lot of people on the globe. Well, how can the American people let their government get away with this? Whew. That is a damn good question. Where was this resurgence against the tyrants that should have been in full swing 20, 30 years ago? Well, for a lot of them, the simple answer to that is, well, it didn't seem that it was that bad. Yeah, incrementally, I know there's some things going on, and I really don't like it, but you know what? Short of a full-out assault on the American people, they've done it incrementally. They've done it through their propaganda tools, the media. They've done it through non-governmental organizations, lobbying groups, you name it. They have been working overtime for a long, long time. Is it doable to undo it? Oh, yes, it is. Is it necessary? There is no alternative. There is no such thing as being half free. There's no such thing as having liberty. Because who declares on what day you're going to get to enjoy a little freedom and liberty? Them? The bureaucrats? The Marxists? The controllers? The freaks? No. Once we break those chains and we start demonstrating to the world that we're back in control of our government, the government ceases to declare wars and occupy and steal and rob and rape and pillage and topple governments. That will cease. And once again, we can become the beacon of freedom and liberty that the foreigners always regarded America as. They were in awe of us. They wanted to emulate us. They wanted to be like us. And if they couldn't, well, then they moved here, because they wanted to be a part of it. This is doable. It's doable within our lifetimes, folks. Yeah, I really want to have a 4th of July. I really want to have an Independence Day, but not just one day of the year. What happened to the other 364? We can have freedom and independence and liberty 365 days a year. And get back to the serious business of living life full measure once again. Our lives. Not slaves to some master, but our own lives. That is worth living for, that is worth fighting for, and quite frankly, in my book, it's always been worth dying for, but not dying for your country, fighting to keep it free, for not only us in this generation, but the successive generations to come. And I'm so pleased that I'm going to be able to have Robin Eubanks on the air with me tomorrow. She'll give full explanation as to what the propaganda machine, all the public education, they're molding the minds as we speak, have been doing it for a number of years. And most specifically here, they've been doing it this way. They have been taking our history out of our children's minds. The reason why we had a revolution, the reason why a document was drawn up for the people to take public office to adhere to, not as merely as some sort of good suggestion, but as a matter of course and a matter of law. And you did not violate that. If you did, you had to pack your bags and go. Now we're up to our eyeballs with it. And they're in there after the minds of our children. And by God in heaven, if I have anything that I can do to stop that, I will be standing in that gap. There's a whole lot of things wrong in this country, ladies and gentlemen, and you're fully aware of that. But the victories that have to take place, it's going to take some effort. It's going to have to be focused. What Sheriff Richard Mack is doing. I've been waiting years for this to happen. For these police officers out there, for these deputies, for these county sheriffs, this just didn't seem to quite get it. Oh, they were good old boys, but when it came down to crunch time for them to make the hard decision that they had to make, they just didn't seem up to it. Because maybe they didn't realize there was enough support for them to be better men in their office. Maybe that was part of the problem. Maybe the problem was them. But you know what? These guys are electable and they can be unelected. I do believe that we can have the great American awakening here and the restoration without a shot being fired. Because after all, that's what the communists said about us. Well, we can take over your country and a shot won't even be heard. It won't be fired. So far, they've held true to their word. But excuse me, just in case that ballot box flew out the window, if necessary, I have to go to that cartridge box. Don't want to? But here's my choice, freedom or slavery. Oh, not much of a choice, is it? How are you going to vote? How are you going to stand? Well, I know that the consensus is growing, the support is growing, the freedom and liberty movement in this country is growing, and it will continue to grow. And at one point, it will hit, you know, kind of like a little atomic bomb. How did you set that bomb out? Well, you had to really put pressure on that core, and once it reached its critical mass, boom, and there was nothing you could do to stop it. Not anything on God's green earth. That's about where we're at right now. And once that puppy blows, and once people start standing up and supporting each other, we will be unstoppable. Many people are depending on us to do that. Many people that we've been involved with around the world that, quite frankly, aren't going to be here. They're not here anymore because they've been long since dead for the wrong reasons. No more. No more. You know, what have they been doing? Tornadoes have been blowing, and, well, we've had the triple threat there in Washington, D.C., oh, Benghazi, oh, the IRS, and yeah. They've been quietly working behind the scenes. They've got legislation that they're pulling out of committee right now. They never let a chaotic situation go to waste. While your attention's being diverted here, they're busy working behind the scenes. And that's going to stop. I mean, Daryl Issa, by his own admission, that man should be jerked out of that seat in Washington, D.C. faster than he could comb his hair. This great democracy. You go to hell, buddy. This is a republic. I am just thoroughly, thoroughly amazed. I will have this posted on the website tomorrow, this County Sheriff Project. Enforcing the Bill of Rights and protecting the people's liberties. Because you know what? I'd much rather do this by way of the protectorate, having people that it's going to be their jobs, think about this, facing down the feds, and if need be, the support of the people. But if it falls in our hands, and only and solely in our hands, that's going to be a tougher row to hoe, that's for sure. But it's starting to happen, folks. You know, for years and years and years, people told me, you know, well, where you know, where's the concrete stuff? Where's the positive things? You know, what's, you know, how do we change this? Well, it's happening. It's happening. What do you expect to tune into the CBS Evening News and go, well, looks like the Patriots in this country are winning. You expect them to admit that? Why, less and less people listen to their propaganda on a daily basis. They will never admit anything. They'll just keep grinding out their agenda, keep grinding, 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 and squeezing the last bit of hope out of every human being in this country. Well, enough. Damn it. Enough. It stops now. Coming up on a break, we'll take your phone calls, 800-313-9443. And Richard Mack is coming on the network. Larry Pratt's coming on the network. Bill Frady's coming on the network. We're going to build a coalition, folks. And we're going to go out there and kick ass and chew bubble gum. And guess what? I'm fresh out of bubble gum.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's Theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. Santa Barbara Bells.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, John. Hey, Repeat when that convention is going to be so I can pass it around.
That is the CSPOA at St. Charles, Missouri, May 31st and June 1st, two-day event.
May 31st, okay. Hey, the Bilderberg Bozos are going to have their little party in 6-9 June this year at the Grove Hotel in Watford, England. That's reported on the front page of the American Free Press. I don't know if they're going to play chess or poker, and I hope they don't conspire. You know, I mean, Alex Jones is going to go.
Well, I'm glad that he's going to cover it.
I wish you'd go too, John. Hey, can I give you four books about Bilderberg stuff? It's a book called Bilderberg Diary by Jim Tucker. Bilderberg Conspiracy by H. Paul Jeffers. Bilderberg People by Ian Richardson. And A True Story of Bilderberg Group by Daniel Estulin.
I've heard of all of those gentlemen.
Great.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, Ken. All right. He's already gone? Okay. He's in and he's out. Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Good.
And how I hate people mentioning Jones on this channel.
Well, that's...
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got problems with him.
Yeah.
Have you guys got yard signs, RBN Run, yard signs?
You know what? We don't, but the bumper sticker guy, I'm sure you can print some up for us.
I would sure look at it. I'll buy a dozen of them and put them on every friend's yard.
All right. Done.
I think that would be a good one. I'm glad to hear Sheriff Max is going to be on the channel, but like I told you once before, he's going to take a little bit of grief for the Romney support. You know, he supported Romney, and he's going to take some grief for that. But once he gets over us purists, now that he's back to doing what he should be doing, we'll support him as well. I think they're having him on, and the sheriffs are our last bastion.
Yeah, they
really truly are.
They are, and you know, if we do not have an existing structure that wants to revert to the Constitution, of which they took an oath supposedly to, but they don't really seem to understand it, then it's going to befall the individual, and I for one. I want to make sure that the battle is won if it ever comes down to that before it's even fought.
You know me, I'm a big one on the individual saying, okay, I stand here and that's it. You can kill me or I can, you know, fight you or whatever, but the sheriffs are our last bastion to try and make it a peaceful transition. Here in Tarrant County, Texas, which is Fort Worth, we've got this guy called D, and I've talked to his mouthpiece, recorded it, thank you very much, which we're allowed to do here in Texas without warning them. The big city sheriffs are all sold out. And one of the things that we need to, that I want to ask Sheriff Knack whenever he comes on, is how do we get people together, get sheriffs together from like Texas, all at one time to gang up on these big city sheriffs, corner them somewhere with a bunch of people and a bunch of sheriffs, and nail them on this stand of, I support the Constitution and the law. And they always fall back on that. And you say, well, what about when the law is in opposition to the Constitution? They say, oh, that's a hypothetical. It's
yeah.
The line they all use.
Yeah, I'm duty-bound to follow the law, and if you don't like the law, you need to change the law. No, the stopgap measure was holding the Constitution up as a litmus test, and if it doesn't pass it there, it doesn't go anywhere.
Everybody, I'll be looking for the yard signs. Talk to you later.
All right, hey, thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. All right, we'll take the top of the hour break. We will be here on Memorial Day. All right, well, and we would highly suggest you people tune in and relax and take a listen. Spread the word about this network, ladies and gentlemen. It's starting to happen. The worm is definitely turning. Are you going to be part of it? Or as Richard Mack said, are you going to be a participant in the parade? Or are you just going to be a bystander? We must take the